The Biden administration is canceling $1 billion worth of student loans. The cancellation covers 72,000 borrowers who previously had their loans partly forgiven. Now all the debt is gone. Mike Regan is senior editor for Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Peter.
Well, we should say that this news covers a relatively small group of borrowers, people who went to a school that either closed suddenly or somehow defrauded their students. What do we need to know about it?
Well, if you remember back a few years, there were some scandals involving for-profit higher education companies such as Corinthian Colleges and ITT Technical Institute. Both of them have actually closed since then amid a lot of fraud allegations. So what this does is it basically relieves any borrowers who took out federal loans to attend these schools. It forgives 100% of the loans. It also allows them to get reimbursed in many cases for money that they've paid back, and also requests credit bureaus to remove sort of the negative credit reports that they may have incurred by being late on these loans. And finally, Peter, it reinstates these students' eligibility to apply for new federal student aid if they need it and they were late on these loans.
Under the Trump administration, those people did have some of their debt forgiven, but not all of it. So why is Biden now stepping in with a more generous offer?
So the Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, had a statement out, and he said basically that the department made a close review of these claims and all the evidence, and that they determined that these borrowers really had been harmed, and they wanted to grant them a fresh start. He said they deserve a simplified and fair path to relief when they have been harmed by the misconduct of these schools. And it kind of goes back to sort of the intention of the Obama-era policy that started all of this. Mm-hmm.
So that applies to people who were defrauded by their colleges. But let's dig into what this means for everyone else. President Biden says he's willing to forgive up to $10,000 of debt per person. Progressive Democrats, though, want him to go even further. Catch us up on that debate and if it would take an act of Congress to do anything like that.
Well, that is the debate. Many progressives are hoping Biden can just issue an executive order for this. He has responded that he thinks Congress really needs to do it. And I think it kind of just gets back to the idea that Joe Biden's a little bit more to the center than the really progressive wing of the Democratic Party. And he's probably worried a little bit about pushback against this from conservatives who will start bringing up the federal deficit and the federal debt again now that it's swelling because of all the programs related to the pandemic.
Okay, to that point, 45 million Americans have student loan debt. Adds up to approximately something like $1.7 trillion. It's a lot of money. And as you say, Mike, not everyone thinks the government should be responsible for helping people pay off their student loans.
Right. I think to make the case for why it could or should be done, obviously, if you graduated from school in the last 10 or 12 years, you had a lot of headwinds facing you from the financial crisis and then the pandemic. And add on top of that how obscenely expensive it is to pay for college, that I think the argument is that this could be a real good boost to the economy if you were able to forgive a lot of student loans and let people spend that money elsewhere.
Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Have a great weekend.
You too, Peter. Thank you.